Hello, welcome back. It is episode 8 of Morgan's Meltdown podcast, and I'm your host, Dave Morgan. Now, I'm doing something different with this podcast because for the first time, this podcast will now be available on YouTube, and I'm going to try to remember to put the rest of these up on YouTube eventually so that, yeah, I don't just get the 4 or 5 podcast listens every time. Hopefully, people actually start listening to them and go back and listen to the other ones, which are on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, and all the rest of the normal podcasting platforms that you would look for. So, if you want, go back, take a listen. There's some good shit in there. There's also a lot of crap. So, just like a normal thing, there's good and bad of everything, eh? But yeah. I thought, you know what, it's about time I started doing this, and I didn't actually realize I could do this until a couple of days ago, so I figure, what the hell? What have I got to lose? Besides my pride and my dignity, which, let's face it, I threw that out the fucking window a long time ago.
You're listening to Morgan's Meltdown.
And he likes to be known as the angry young man.
Now, it's funny. Every time I try to sit down and think, you know what, I'm going to be more dude-like, the Big Lebowski reference again, and I try to be calm, and I try to not let shit get to me, but then something fucking happens, and I want to just go into that ranting fucking manic fucking ranting fucking shit I used to do, and I'd love to do that publicly, but it's about people that, like, if this shit goes public, and, well, it's all public, it's on the internet, of course, it's fucking public, but I'd hate for Josh to hear it, because a lot of it's going to be about someone he loves, so there's no fucking point airing dirty laundry, and there's no fucking point putting it out there, just in case he ever does hear it, and as I've always said, I will not say bad things in front of him, so I'm still trying to be calm. But things are pissing me the fuck off to the point where it's just like, I just want to get angry and I just want to do one of those fucking rah, 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 fucking rah. Everyone needs to hear my fucking thoughts and bah. When really, let's face it, everyone's got their own fucking problems. And you know what? Mine are the least of their problems. I mean, Jesus Christ. It's not like my things matter in your life. Just like, I mean, Jesus Christ, I'm sure there are people going through a shit ton worse than me. And it's something I've just got to keep reminding myself of. And you know what? Other people have gone through separations before. And just shut the fuck up and get on with it. You know what? There's going to be good and bad days and fucking hell, David. Stop your whinging. Stop complaining. Just be the best dad you can. And just get the fuck on with life, eh? Now, one thing I haven't really mentioned, because to tell you the truth, I wasn't too fussed until this weekend. Apparently, the football is back. AFL and NRL seasons have started. Now, the Melbourne Storm won on Friday night, which was good, against the Panthers, the reigning premiers. We went and won 8-0, which is fucking phenomenal, because the Panthers, as I said, reigning premiers, and a really goddamn tough team to beat no matter where you are. And so, yeah, that was really good. We had such a good defensive game. And Richmond, well, they shit the bed. They went up to Queensland and faced up against their old coach for the first time, Damien Hardwick. And, well, we lost terribly. We were in the second quarter and I saw the score was 64-6. I thought, you know what, screw that. I am not watching the rest of this game. So I'm going to guess we lost. Couldn't tell you if we did. I'm sure there's no fucking way we came back from that sort of a deficit. And to that I say, well done, Richmond, you fucking group of no-hopers. How the hell do you get to that margin in the second quarter? And this is why people like me just don't give a flying fuck. So, yep, it's going to be another Melbourne Storm season, I can tell you. And I'm going to be taking Josh to a couple of GWS games when they're down here, so looks like I'm going to turn into a GWS fucking supporter, which isn't what I planned, but you know what? I'd rather support them than Richmond at the moment. Goddamn lifetime of disappointment besides those 3 goddamn years.
Now, you wouldn't know it from some of the things I've said over the years, but I like people. I do. I like people, but I like them in short bursts. I don't like people for extended periods of time. I'm all right with them for a little while, But once you get up past around minute and a half, I got to get the fuck out of there.
As I said in the last podcast, there is a video podcast coming. It's just too fucking hot to try it now because, let's face it, it is Monday, Labor Day, the 11th. And, I just could not be bothered looking all fucking hot and sweaty and bothered because it's, like, still fucking hot here in Melbourne. And I refused to go on the camera going, sweating my bum off in front of a goddamn microphone going, you know what, I'm putting very little effort into this visually, so fuck it, the podcast will do for now. When the weather cools down, then maybe I'll jump back on that horse. But for now, oh, goddamn it, no one wants to see this goddamn face. So one thing I've been doing lately is working out. Now, I swore I'd never step foot in a gym, and I still haven't. But what I did do, I decided to buy myself some weights. I've got room in the garage, went and bought myself a bench, bought myself some weights, bought myself some pre-workout and a shaker, and holy shit, that pre-workout stuff. I've never touched the stuff before. In fact, I've never touched anything stronger than Panadol in painkiller form, and all of a sudden I thought I could see my fucking heartbeat, and it's like, what the fuck is this shit? For someone who's not used to that, and at age 46, I think I am. Yeah, 46. Old people like me probably shouldn't do pre-workout. I decided it's just a case of, whew. But it did give me a bit of energy, and I thought, look, it's probably all fucking psychological like no-dose was back in the day. I remember doing a trip to Adelaide, buying a bunch of no-dose and thinking, yeah, that'll keep me. You know what? It's all psychological. It's like Red Bull. It's like all these energy drinks, which I flat out refuse to touch because they're all shit ass, and they taste worse than fucking donkey piss, so I'm not touching them either. But it's just a matter of, you know what? I just cannot be fucked leaving the house. So whenever I feel frustrated with life or whenever I just get annoyed at things, just go out to the garage, just move some weight around. I figure, you know what? I've got a punching bag out there too, so I've got that so I can punch and kick and then I can lift some weights and I can do all this sort of stuff. And it's not because I'm trying to make myself look better for anyone in particular. All it is, you know what, just trying to get a little bit healthier, a little bit better, just trying to be a better person physically, because let's face it, I'm getting a little old, putting on a bit of weight around the belly, the arms look like spaghetti. I figure, you know what, I was trying to do something about that instead of just fucking talking about it, so bugger it, may as well fucking try now, eh?
Grumps the midget's dick with her lobster claw.
So one thing I'm guilty of, and it sucks, but I brought on myself. The people who want to help me, I've sort of pushed away. And the people I want to help me, they're too busy with their own shit. So I've caused this own my own fucking problems here. So I've decided, you know what, fuck this. I've got more of a DIY sort of attitude now. If I can't do it myself, I ain't going to fucking do it. Because, there are some points where I've realized just how fucking alone I am.
See the stone set in your eye. See the thorn twist in your side. I'll wait for you. Sleight of hand and a twist of fate. A bed of nails, she makes me wait. And I'm waiting for you. With or without you, with or without you. Through the storm we reach the shore. You give it all, but I want more. And I'm waiting for you. with or without you, with or without you, I can't live with or without you. And you give yourself away, and you give yourself away, and you give, and you give yourself away. My hands are tied, my body's bruised, 'cause she's got me with nothing to win, and there's nothing left to lose now. And you give yourself away, you give yourself away, and you give, and you give yourself away. With or without you, with or without you, my love, I can't live. With or without you. Now everyone sing along, right? Oh, 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 with or without you, with or without you, my love, I can't live. With or without you.